When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up? This is Dominic D'Angelo of AdFreeShows.com, SEScoops.com, One of a Kind with RVD, another podcast as well. But it is Rumor Innuendo Tuesday, and I am here with none other than Robert Karpolis, WE Creative _ish on X. And it's a Tuesday, and it is after Raw. Robert, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm a little frazzled. I missed watching last night, watched it this morning. Rarely do I miss a live episode of Raw, so it was a unique experience pulling it up on the DVR, forwarding through commercials. Gives you a different perspective. Got a couple of hellos to folks here. Commando, happy Tuesday from Stomach Virus, HE Double Hockey Sticks. Great weekend of wrestling, though. Can't wait for that CW news. Commando, hope you're feeling better. And if you're hoping that you're going to get CW news to make you feel better, we got some news for you. Alt Jake says, morning, gents, Pacific time here. Good morning, dude. Glad you're starting your day with us. Glad you're all starting your day with us wherever you are across this globe, especially those of you watching us on the Ad Free Shows YouTube page, because that means that damn Jeff Jarrett, he ain't there. We're here. Dom, what do we got today?
Well, we got some good stuff to cover. Raw, obviously. We'll talk a little bit of the WWE releases that happened as of late. And then on top of it, a little bit of TNA. TNA, they had a pay-per-view last weekend too. So
we should talk more about TNA.
Yes, I agree.
I enjoy. I have some very, very good friends who were there. I love the roster they've put together. I wish that with my Xfinity that I have, my Comcast, that I got Access TV so I could actually watch TNA programming. I know you can watch it online. I know you can get it through Tout or something like that, or your MySpace page, one of these fakakta things. I'm an old man. I need a remote control. I need to be able to sit down on my couch, turn it on, and watch it on the screen. If it's not there, it ain't happening. Love it right here. Antonio Santos says TNA has got a lot better. I finally started watching again. And Antonio Santos, smart man.
It's a good show. It is a good show. And I used to cover it for WrestleZone on a weekly basis, and it was always a consistently good show. Like, obviously, the pandemic had its effects on it, but it had it on everything. But yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Robert, let's start off today with WWE Raw.
Sure.
Some stuff happening. We have Becky Lynch as the WWE World's Women's Champion after a battle royal, eliminating Liv Morgan to become that very champion. I think it's a good move, Robert. Good start. Still feels like a big deal. What are your thoughts about that?
So there are people I saw online angry.
Really?
About the finish. Oh, people are angry, Dom. Trending worldwide right now is Becky Hogan. What? They're trying to compare her to Hulk Hogan, that she's somehow flexing her creative muscle to take the title and the opportunities from other people. To which I say, Are you that daft? Becky came back from a vacation to be the women's champion. We talked about predictions on this yesterday. I said I wouldn't have been surprised if they pulled in a Bianca Belair.
Right.
I think that the women in the Battle Royal had a number of opportunities to get a little bit of shine, a little bit of spotlight. I think Maxine Dupri got a few moments that worked. It helped advance her Candice and Indy storyline. Piper Niven, the first attack on Becky Lynch, gave her something a little interesting to do. There was the Kaden Katana elimination that I thought came across really, really strong. And then in the end, it came down to the three women you sort of expected. Nia Jax, Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch. The fact that Liv Morgan on her revenge tour did not win further fuels the revenge tour. We are coming up on a draft that starts on Friday. You have a very short window of time to come up with a storyline, a feud, something to matter for Becky's first defense. So having an enraged Liv Morgan who's going to come after her, that's something you can set up at Backlash and do that one-on-one match. Obviously, none of this was the plan. They did the best they could. Becky is someone who can carry that title going into a PLE. So if she loses to Liv Morgan, hey, you know what? That's a big moment right there. If Liv Morgan wins, I got news for you. You know what you're getting at Backlash? Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. Mm-hmm. Who's lining up for that? I want to see a show of hands for those people who are just over the moon excited to see Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. That's why Dom's phone is going off right now. It's Greg Gagne.
It's Greg.
He's going, this is a great idea. Just like when Pop didn't put over Hogan, I think this is the second best idea in the history of wrestling. Look, I get why some people want to get a little angry about it. Some of it, honestly, a little bit of misogyny, a little bit of like, if this was on the men's side and they were going with, you know, hey, we got to pull Seth Rollins back and put the title on him, people wouldn't have the same level of odd vitriol. Becky is extremely capable. She's competent. And the people who are saying she's steamrolling and bulldozing over people, look what she did with the NXT title and the fact that she lost clean to Rhea Ripley. This was supposed to be a clear path for Ripley going forward. Becky was going to be home with her husband and her kid. Instead, she's stepping up. She's filling a role right now. I have a feeling it's not going to be a Moxley situation like him on vacation and always winds up back. I think that, you know, she'll probably keep the title for a short term as they transition into the new Raw SmackDown environment. That was that segment. I don't know where you want to go from there, Dom.
Yeah, I'll just follow up and say, like, yeah, that's just unbelievable. People are feeling that way.
It's wrestling fans. You're expecting, you know, a certain degree of nuance from some folks who are not that nuanced with their opinions. And that's why you guys tune in here. It's why we love doing the show for the I was going to say Forbidden Door, because that's the Wrestle Rose show. We have not named the rumor and innuendins yet.
No, not yet. We got to think of something.
Everyone's always, you know, comes here with a clear mind. They understand what we're doing. And what do you got next?
Yeah, no, I just think that the whole aspect of it all is like, you really think that Becky Lynch was pulling, you know, strings to get that title? She was clearly taking a breather and she got thrown into this mix. I think it's a good move. I think it keeps that title hot and you put it on an established main event in your women's division. So moving forward, guys, lighten up here. Jeez,
she's someone to beat. She is someone to beat.
Yes.
And it means something. And then she can go back and enjoy the rest of her vacation.
Right.
You also got to remember, she does have a New York Times best-selling book.
That's it, too.
Three weeks in a row. You go with the hot hand a little bit. It's a little odd that she would have been off TV with the book out there.
Exactly.
This is what it is. I get that there are people who are super passionate about Liv Morgan. She has a very strong fan base in the same way Alexa Bliss had a very strong fan base for a long time. Totally appreciate it. Totally understand it. Only slightly creeped out by a few of you who are in that camp. But you're going to root hard for who you want to see win. Good for you. And it's going to get you to tune in the next week. And that's television, folks.
Well, I think the theme of this, Rob, though, was a lot of fractures happening. A lot of fractured factions going on.
Dom, are we going to make it through today? Is this your way of like telling me it's not you, it's me? I feel
might have an issue, Robert.
A little dejected.
Might have an issue. But people that did have issues, Ludwig Kaiser turns on Giovanni. Giovanni.
I love that you even have it in the notes.
I did.
Different name.
And good move, I think. Intriguing stuff for Imperium. What's next? Ludwig Kaiser is definitely on a roll to be a singles heel in a lot of ways. So
dude's got a look. He's got a uniqueness to him. I like Imperium remaining intact. Mm-hmm. I think Gunther laying out his claim that he wants to be king of the ring and those guys being members of his court would have been quite interesting. I liked the Imperium tag team. I liked the three-man unit. I don't want to say what I'm thinking fully because it's not a very nice thing to say, but I'm concerned for Giovanni Vinci, given the recent roster cuts. Is he going to find his place in the new WWE? We have not seen a ton of... He's very impressive in the ring. I love what Giovanni Vinci does in the ring. We have not seen a ton of his promo work on his own. We've not seen a ton of his character work on his own. He's been able to hide behind Gunther. So this could be a little bit of a sink or swim situation for him. I hope he stays. I hope he sticks around. I think he's got a really cool look. Mm-hmm. I think he's very good in the ring. But I also have that sort of cynical other side of me. And we know my beloved Veer is no longer near. He is not here. We live in fear.
Oh, man. Veer. That really hit you. That must have really hit you, Robert. If you came up with a serenade for that, that is something. But yeah, no, it was interesting because we haven't seen anything personality-wise too much from Giovanni. Giovanni. Jeez, I'm going to really struggle with this one.
No, because the problem is in an old... If this was Vince World 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and he would have heard you say that once... Vinci would be in a dress tomorrow.
Right.
And he'd be wrestling as Giovanna Vinci. That's how his asinine brain worked.
I'm almost thinking he's going to come out in like a skateboard with a backwards hat on and be a party dude. Party dude Giovanni. And that's where we're going to go with him.
So he's going to be the new John Laurinaitis, the new Johnny Ace, the new dynamic dude.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm Vinci.
I'm a Vinci. Or he's going to be like a pizza delivery guy or something like that. He's going to get saddled with like an old
box. You missed your calling, dude. You in 94 on the booking team, you and Pritchard, the stuff you guys would have come up with.
Man. Hey, Bruce, I'm still here. I'm still available.
Bruce isn't watching. Bruce doesn't watch his own stuff. He's not watching this stuff. What we did see on the other parts of Raw to try to move this sucker along in terms of folks potentially breaking up. A little bit of tension between Priest and JD McDonagh.
Yeah.
Definitely some tension with DIY, with Ciampa and Gargano. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Tommaso Ciampa turned on... It'd be crazy. Never before seen.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
It'd be like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn breaking up. It would be once in a lifetime heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew and Sheamus.
Yes. Drew and Sheamus, too. Really, I like that segment, too, that exchange between the guys. And I think it sets up some intriguing stuff. Now, Gunther stating his claim for King of the Ring kind of feels, I don't know. I always just get the overhang of it's Saudi Arabia, and that kind of just takes a little bit of the sting away. You know what I mean?
I don't know in any way what you were just trying to say there. It takes what sting away? Makes you more excited because it's in Saudi Arabia?
No, I'm less excited.
You're a big fan of the Saudi government. You like how they've handled reporters who got
You know how they handle journalists, Robert, there. Yes. Not a big fan. Not a big fan. It wasn't... that's kind of the overhang for me. I get it that you got to perpetuate some of that stuff.
Is it weird you keep saying overhang? I don't think that word means what you think
it
means. It isn't.
It's not.
It's fine. The luster, the aura of King of the Ring is marred by the fact that it's taking place in Saudi Arabia. There are people who are not comfortable with that show even happening, even existing. The relationship between WWE and the Saudi government makes a lot of people very uncomfortable. So it's hard to get fully excited for King of the Ring when you know that it's a show that there are some undertones to it that are not particularly that don't fit under Dom's underhang.
No, hey, that's it. Thank you. See, we all made it work.
We got it. Work. Look, man, we got there. That's really all that matters. I like that Drew and Gunther are at least saying, "Hey, I want this," and it sounds like whoever gets that King of the Ring is going to get a proper title shot. It's also a good storyline to use post-draft where you can immediately start having King of the Ring qualifying matches on Raw and SmackDown where you don't have existing storylines. And then those matches lead two storylines. Tony Khan, take notes. When you do a tournament, every round of the tournament should be able to lead to another match.
That simple. I did. What do you think of Chad Gable and his heel turn then? They established what it is. He's still Coach Chad among the Alpha Academy. I have my own opinion on that, but let's get yours first, Robert.
Well, no. I want to hear your overhang on this.
Okay. My overhang on that. I didn't like how it was executed. I think I thought the aspect of him demeaning the team made sense, but I did not like the aspect of them not defending themselves and kind of kowtowing to him, you know, especially when he was running down Maxine Dupree. I would have loved a moment where Otis steps in and be like, "Hey, hold on a second. That's too much." And goes something to that effect. Now, I know we'll probably get there, but it kind of, it's a speed bump, I think, in that storytelling here, that storyline process. So I wasn't too big of a fan of that. I like Chad Gable. I was getting engaged as Chad Gable as a heel at this point, like how he was delivering the promos and all that stuff, but wasn't a big fan of it overall, I would say.
So I like that they set up Sammy in the back first, saying, you know, I'm not going to address this until I hear what Gable has to say. What he did is pretty inexcusable, but I'm a nice guy. I'm a sucker. I'm an idiot. I'm going to give him a chance. And then Bronson Reed taking Sammy out meant that you were going to get an uninterrupted Chad Gable segment. Mm-hmm. I think Gable's, why I did what I did, his O.J. Simpson, if I did it sort of confession, it worked. It's, hey, I tried. This guy just kept pushing me, and I did what I needed to do. The dressing down of Alpha Academy within the confines of kayfabe, as I'm wearing my kayfabe shirt available now at prowrestlingtees.com and the Creative-ish store. It makes sense. He has molded these three and tried to make them better. And sometimes when not every coach is a nice guy or a nice girl. If you played sports at any level, some coaches are just jerks, and you're still loyal to them and you're still following through with them. Some bosses are jerks. I've worked in organizations where I've seen bosses who behave like this, and they're going to dress you down and you think, I really don't have much of a choice in the matter. I just kind of got to, you know, deal with the hand that's dealt me and hope for the best. And guys, you don't have to deal with the hand that's dealt you if you're worried about some of that confidence in the bedroom, because this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. There's that word again. Ooh. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you will receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. These tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. We all know that Chad Gable used to say shush, but your partner's not going to be able to stay shush once you pop one of these Blue Chews, because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode of Rumor and Innuendo.
Yes. Thank you, Blue Chew. Hey, Finn Balor has somebody to thank, and that's WWE, because he signed a new deal, reported by Fightful. And then Finn Balor.
Stop earlier with your Sean Ross Sapp love. I get it. He did your special ad-free shows thing once, and all of a sudden it's like, did you see what Sean said? Did you hear what Sean Ross Sapp reported?
As a journalist, Robert, I feel it only appropriate for me to give the credit where credit is due.
Where's the Saudi government when you need them?
Oh boy.
Yeah. Anyway, Finn Balor. Big fan of Finn Balor. What happened with Finn Balor?
He signed a new deal with WWE, and it's apparently a big money deal, and they're going to keep him around for a while. And it's fresh off his 10-year anniversary of being with WWE. Finn Balor, obviously a huge talent. Very excited when he first came to WWE as the Demon in NXT and everything like that, and became a former champion. What do you think of Finn Balor sticking around the company?
He's worth his weight in gold. He's probably worth double since he's a skinnier gentleman, but hell of a talent in ring, incredibly creative, very good as a trainer. I mean, years and years ago, he trained Becky Lynch.
Wow, but yeah.
So he is a guy that they are clearly making a long-term investment in because they see a myriad of opportunities to expand what Finn Balor is doing. He's somebody on the road that you want working with your younger talent. He's somebody that can step into that William Regal role at some point down the road, potentially being a scout, man, a lot of connections throughout the European wrestling scene. He has shown that he's a killer heel, killer baby face, in insane shape,
Yeah.
So thrilled that the Demon Finn Balor will be around for a long time. Not just saying that because he and I are friends. Really love him. I'm willing to look past a lot of the Legos stuff. Lego stuff. Sorry. It's not plural. The plural of Lego is either Lego. It's Lego. A single word. Yes. I'm in the middle of building a Lego set right now with my daughter. So
we got the step on them.
No. We got the Home Alone Lego set. It's fantastic.
I wanted the Seinfeld one, but that's
I got the Seinfeld one. We did the Seinfeld one. We're doing the Home Alone one. It's sort of, she likes doing the Lego. I like the weird pop culture nature of it. So it fits perfectly. It's all about family time, Dom. And I care about more time with my family and less time worrying about cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's right. We're running back to back on ads here, guys, today, because we want you to eat stress free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready to eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. My wife is leaving for a business trip starting tomorrow, which means I'm going to be on my own. I left my own devices in terms of being able to eat. And if she's not here and I'm left in that kitchen, I will probably starve to death. So thanks to the fine folks at Factor and the meals that are sitting in my fridge, I'm going to be eating like a damn king. And you guys can too. Head to factormeals.com/rumor50. Use code rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com/rumor50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I'm excited for that. It's great. It'll be lunch and dinner for the next several days while maintaining my delightful Passover related diet. Happy Passover to those of you out there celebrating. Passover. Number of folks who are probably not celebrating right now are those that have been released by the WWE. We have some information on at least two of those folks, Dom.
Yeah, two names that I took notice of was Jinder Mahal. He has been
hindered,
real quick, guys.
Before we get there, there's a very important question that just came in from Alt Jake.
Yes.
Anybody else notice the way Dom says WWE is the same way Kurt Angle does? Must be a Pittsburgh thing.
I'm in good company. I'm in good company. Kurt Angle, Cody Rhodes. I'm good. I'll say WWE the way I keep
no, that. No, you'll say it the right way. We don't want to upset the fine folks at TKO. I don't want to get an angry phone call from Nick Khan. You know who got some angry phone calls? Those folks that got released. Let's get back on.
Yes. Yes. Jinder was hindered. The report from Fightful, Robert Fightful, has already received heavy interest from promotions eager to work with him now that he is a free agent. Game Changer Wrestling is said to be foaming at the mouth to bring him in his 90-day non-compete clause.
Thank God that wasn't our Factor transition.
Right.
If you're foaming at the mouth. Anyway.
His expires this July, so the report adds that eagerness to work with Mahal could be partly down to Matt Cardona being out of action and GCW needing a new heel for its roster. What do you think about Jinder Mahal, Robert? He was a big part of The Rock coming back. He like big part of the segment, and now he's just gone.
I'm a big Jinder fan. Been a big Jinder fan for a very long time. I think he's got a tremendous skill set. He's got a ridiculous presence. He's also one of those guys who is deceptively really, really tall. You don't realize how tall Jinder Mahal is till you're in his presence. Freakishly strong, too. Was able to lift me off the ground with absolutely no effort whatsoever. Really good dude, really talented guy who knows how to play a variety of different positions. I think a company like GCW is going to make a splash with Jinder Mahal to pull him in there. I personally would think that an AEW Jinder versus Hook match to pay off that angle would be super fun. I'd love to see Jinder wind up in TNA, quite frankly. I think TNA is going to quietly pull in guys. They pulled in Nick Nemeth, Mustafa Ali, obviously some of the folks we're going to talk about a little later on there, but really capable, competent wrestlers who can deliver storylines and handle segments. That's what you need. You need people who have TV experience and in-ring experience. Jinder's both of them. He's in tremendous shape.
I knew
it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Jinder a lot, too. I think he's somebody that you can plug into any kind of role, and he can fit it. And, you know, I liked, you know, his world title run. I did. I thought it was a good change of pace, and what they were kind of angling for was kind of made sense. And, you know, I could see him in that kind of role in a different promotion, too. So I'm excited for Jinder. You know, I think new horizons for him.
Breaking news, not good breaking news, but breaking news. Cameron Grimes was released.
Wow.
This just happened. Cameron Grimes apparently posted this on X about 5 minutes ago. Jeez. That one surprised me.
Yeah, he's a talent. Obviously, Trevor Lee on the indie scene and then going into NXT, having that cool angle with Ted DiBiase. Then he gets to the main roster and just not very used very much. And, you know, unfortunate, certainly unfortunate.
Another dude who's wildly talented, the stuff that he did in NXT is the example of you give somebody a small chance. And they're going to go, you know, I don't mean to make the pun, but they're going to go to the moon with it.
Right. Yeah.
He was really, really good. I'm really surprised to see Cameron Grimes cut. Surprised to see Jinder cut. The guy who I'm not super surprised about was Von Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Von was someone that Vince had earmarked, identified years ago as this guy could be the next John Cena. I never saw that. I think there were ways you could have groomed that guy to be skilled. I just think they started pushing him way too hard, way too quickly. The stuff he was doing with Robert Stone was definitely interesting, but that he was not a Hunter guy. He was a Vince guy. And that's sort of the situation that that we're in right now.
I will say I liked his look. Obviously, he's a second-generation wrestler with Wayne Bloom being his dad. I think there's a spot for him in wrestling somewhere in a good way. You know, I think he can be maybe that type of that guy that goes somewhere else. And maybe that's what WWE has in mind. Go somewhere else, kind of reestablish yourself and you know, cut your teeth somewhere. Come on back and you feel like a bigger deal. Maybe that's
There are enough independent promotions out there. There are enough other worlds and places where these guys can go and get reps and get opportunities. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, MLW is a place where a lot of guys have gone since they were initially released. You're working with former WWE writers, producers. You're doing television. You're in there with a lot of quality people. They get their hands in some of the right talent there. Look at Hammerstone. Alexander Hammerstone went from off the radar to MLW champion to now he's over in TNA. And TNA just picked up a couple new guys, Dom.
Absolutely, they did. Yes. Matt Hardy made his return at TNA Rebellion. And so did Santana. So two big names that have AEW cachet. Obviously, Matt Hardy is a really big deal, too. And Santana is looking to make more of a star of himself. So what do you think of these signings and implementations of them in this new Rejuvenated TNA, Robert.
Matt Hardy's a name. He's going to draw attention. I think part of the thing with Matt, I know people said, well, maybe NXT, and he talked about NXT. Matt Hardy is one of those guys who sees himself still as someone who can actively contribute to a roster rather than being a behind-the-scenes guy. Mm-hmm. I think down the road, as a trainer, someone working with Jeremy Borash, I think he can make a real impact there, no pun intended. I think TNA is going to give him an opportunity as broken Matt Hardy to be a main event star again, whether it's short-term, long-term, whatever it may be. We'll see, you know, how that pans out. It makes total sense for him. I think Santana is someone who wants to be able to prove himself on his own outside of what felt like a not great environment for him in AEW. And we'll see what opportunities he gets over with our friends in TNA and at Impact. And yeah, you know, it can't hurt. Anything that's going to bring eyeballs to your show, always a positive. Their taping schedule is certainly friendly enough that these guys can go contribute elsewhere as well. And, you know, broken Matt Hardy versus Joey Janela. Someone's got to be booking that.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yeah, but to your point, yeah, Matt definitely wants to wrestle more. You can tell because he's gotten himself in really good shape and was making the moves to position himself in the right way after his contract expired. So good for him. I'm excited to see what TNA does with him and what he does with TNA. So and the same with Santana, too. You know, showing the ability to cut a promo on the mic, has some personality, and could be a really cool factor on NXT.
No, we already did the factor plug, dude. We're already out of time. We're at the end of the show. We're not going to get a chance to get to the Billy and the CW news that we had on there. We're not going to get a chance to get to the Goldberg news that we, for some reason, we're going to talk about. But we are going to talk about before we go is how Dominic D'Angelo has a number of other incredible podcasts well worth your time.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, today, Straight Talk with the Boss. FourHorsemanNetwork.com. Go there. New episode, episode 16. It's Hulk Hogan. We cover Hulk Hogan. So a really big episode. We have some good conversation about the history of Hulk Hogan with AWA, even Magnum's run-ins with Hulk Hogan and stuff like that as well. So be sure to check that out. Go to FourHorsemanNetwork.com. But also, yesterday, 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we dropped a new episode of RVD. RVD Inspired. We cover some names that inspired RVD when he was a young fan, including Ultimate Warrior. We talk about Dominic DiNucci. We talk about Diamond Dallas Page and what he's been doing, and Lanny Poffo as well. So it's a good, good episode. A lot of fun. Check that out. Go to RVDTV.com and be on the lookout for Right Down the Middle coming in May with Bill Alfonso. We're going to have another show on there. Yes.
Happening. Wait, what the hell is going on here, dude?
Yep. So bi-weekly show coming up with Bill Alfonso on RVDTV.com. So be on the lookout for that coming up.
Good
so
Lord. Hopefully he doesn't have the whistle.
Daddy.
No. We're not doing that. What we are doing is this show every day, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on SE Scoops X account, WWE Creative underscore ISH X account, the Dominic D'Angelo X account, the Rumor and Innuendo X account, the Podcast Heat X account. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible, as well as the ad-free shows and Rumor and Innuendo YouTube page. Our show does go in audio format wherever you get those. Yesterday, there was a little bit of a weird glitch. The episode, the first 7 minutes were only playing. It was a little 7 minutes in heaven right there. It got repaired. It's fixed. It's up. Go there and check it out. Appreciate those of you who let us know. And appreciate Dom's intrepid production skills and stepping in there and fixing it up. So on behalf of the technologically savvy Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpeles. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Robert, we are never fractured.
Gross.